This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you, and I hope you had a great Pesach. How was it?
Good morning, Howard. It was thoroughly enjoyable. Thank you. We are blessed with five tiny grandchildren, so it was geared towards them, and so it was thoroughly enjoyable. Thank you.
Wait, so I need to ask you this question, because your family, you've come from Rhode Island, am I right?
Correct, Rhodes Island.
Rhodes Island. Yes. So what is the, do you have traditional Pesach food that you eat and that you pass down?
Well, there is one, two actually, which does set Sephardim apart. And mm-hmm. the one is rice, Spanish rice.
Right, of course.
And secondly, and I have to put a shout out for my wife, who's an expert on it, even though she's Ashkenazi, is the Sephardi Chabroset is a different league, I have
Ooh.
To say, an apology.
So tell us, what do you do?
Well, this is really beyond my pay grade, but I understand that there's dates and nuts, and it's something that you want to have more of. Sephardi Chabroset is outstanding, and any Sephardic listeners out there will be endorsing me as I say that, I have to
So
say.
They have dates with it, yes. In fact, we were at my brother the first night, and they had some Chabroset with dates, which I had never seen before, so now I understand that that is Sephardi. I've got a bit of a Chabroset issue because I'm allergic to almonds. So I've got to be, in fact, Pesach is a deadly time for me anyway, just because there's basically nothing without almonds in it. But nevertheless, so yeah, we're just asking our listeners, what are some of the traditional family or lineage type of foods, heritage foods that they eat over Pesach? It's always interesting to hear.
And this is not a food, but just as a digression, which some of your listeners might enjoy, because my youngest grandchild at the time was only 3 years old, and I'm trying to keep him involved. So I asked him a question. So I asked him a question. He is all of three in his defense. And the question I put to him was, what was Moses' name? And his response was, King Pharaoh.
Well, to be fair, it was a very, very confusing question. It's lovely. It's really an amazing thing when you see the generations at the Seder. Really something phenomenal.
Indeed it was. And to which my son-in-law, the little child's father, replied, well, ask a silly question.
Absolutely right. All right. Let's talk about what is going on in the news in Australia. Government contributes $7.5 million for new Jewish community center. This sounds unbelievable.
It is. And it will be a game changer for the Jewish community in terms of having a Jewish community hub and center. There has been one in previous years, which was actually started, many of the immigrants to Sydney in particular came from Hungary, you know, way back after the 1950s, 1960s, and they set up a club. It was named the Hakoah, as in strength, the Hakoah Club, which was the name of a Jewish soccer club in Vienna, Austria. And so a soccer club, Jewish soccer club, was set up here, and then it's a Jewish soccer team, and then it's expanded to a club. That club closed down a good 5, 6, 7 years ago, although the membership is still there on the books. And now there's a major initiative underway, which will cost $65 million to establish, of which already $60 million has been raised, and the government has just contributed a generous $7.5 million. And this club is going to be, it's going, again, called the Hakoah Club. And it's going to include integrated sports, cultural, community center, 2 heated pools, 9 tennis courts, football field, fitness center, as well as obviously community events, function spaces, food and beverage, etc. So it'll be a fabulous Jewish community center, which doesn't currently exist right now. And the president of the board of the Co Club is a name which I haven't mentioned on these calls. His name is Stephen Lowy, but his father is Frank Lowy, who was the leader of Westfield, which is an international shopping center conglomerate, and was president of the Hakoah Club 30 years ago.
Incredible.
So now the son, the next generation, is leading this new venture. So it'll be a great boon for the community.
Absolutely.
When it comes about. I mean, building has not started yet, but
right.
But the funding basically has pretty been much has been raised.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Extremist group becomes the first organization to be banned as a terrorist organization. Tell us about this.
So this is exactly as you say, for the first time in this country, a right-wing extremist group has now been banned. It's a neo-Nazi group of all things, a UK-based neo-Nazi group known as SKD. The full name is a Sonnenkrieg Division. Obviously, you had not heard of that before. But the very first right-wing group to be so banned and declared a terrorist organization in this country. The head of ASIO, which is an acronym for the Australian Security Organization, it's like the MI5 in Britain or CIA in the United States. The head of ASIO called for a number of organizations to be banned, to be declared terrorist organizations. The government's feeling was only one of them actually fulfilled the criteria to be so qualified. And so this has now happened. So it's important and an important statement about growing awareness and growing proliferation, I'm sorry to say, of extremist right-wing groups in this country.
Terrible. Really, really concerning. And finally, Jewish Australian debuts for top American college football team. This is an incredible story. As I always say, we love it when we see Jews doing well in sports, just because it doesn't seem to happen. But it does happen in Australia. That's what's quite interesting.
It does happen. His name is Ryan Bloomberg, graduate of Moriah College, the largest Jewish school here, all of 22 years old. And he got a football scholarship to go to one of the top University of Maryland, which is, people will know, in the northeast corner of the United States, Washington, New York, that neck of the woods. So he has a football scholarship while studying serious degrees as well over there. And he's been picked for the first team of this University of Maryland, which plays. And there's this league, the top 10 universities or colleges, as they call them there, in terms of soccer. And Ryan Bloomberg is playing for this year and one of the top sides, and doing very well there. So it's great to see him doing so well on his football scholarship and doing well over there in the US of A.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Vic Aladef, that's where we have to leave it. Wishing you and your family a wonderful Pesach, a wonderful Passover for the rest of it. And we'll catch you next week, same time. It is 6:59. It's about to go 7 o'clock. Vic Aladef is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And we chat to him every Tuesday at this time.